If the words Xbox, Space Invaders, and Shmup mean anything to you, then you're definitely ready for our next story. Twin brothers Jason and Matthew Doucette are about to share their new video game with the world over Xbox Live. It's been a lifelong dream. This year, their shoot-'em-up game Duality ZF is one of the top independent games about to arrive on Microsoft's Xbox 360. The Doucette's game placed in the top 10 in a Microsoft competition. Reporter Ryan Pierce visited the Doucette's studio recently, and he prepared this profile of the twin brothers from Yarmouth.
This story begins in the 1980s, in front of a television in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, with the classic video game systems, like the first Nintendo and the VIC-20. Picture two little boys, with smiles on their faces, twitching their thumbs. An 8-bit Mario jumps over a mushroom, or a little ship blasts a path through enemy invaders. In junior high school, the Doucettes are certified math nerds, placing near the top in national competitions. They're part of the first generation who can't remember a time when there wasn't a computer around.
I started programming when I was in grade 2. By grade 3, we started programming games, and I mean, it started slow, like Pac-Man clones and stuff like that.
Immediately. We almost before, as soon as we first saw video games, we tried programming them.
And along the way, they developed what they call the game code. It's a sort of philosophy about what makes a good game.
You should give the gamer everything that he wants to be able to do what he wants to do. You don't have annoyances from when things go bad. So when you die, instead of an enemy killing you in a way because you couldn't move out of the way or because it crushes you off the screen, instead you die because the challenge is there. So then when you defeat that challenge, it gives you a... The accomplishment of actually defeating the enemy is better. It's more rewarding.
Jason and Matthew still sit side by side, but now it's in their one-room studio in an office building. They're working full-time on their own game and trying to keep costs down. Their game is a two-dimensional scrolling shoot-'em-up. Players move a tiny ship around millions of bullets facing down an enemy fleet. The Doucettes have added a twist to that formula. Four players can play together on the same screen, and each one can control two ships, one with each thumb.
That was a concept born in Japanese arcades, where expert players would actually walk up to an arcade, stick quarters in both slots, control player one and player two at the same time. It seems like a marketing gimmick. What's cool about it is it's a fan-created concept, and fans actually like this stuff. The true fans really love it, so that's where the name Duality came from, actually.
The Doucettes entered their game in a Microsoft competition for independent developers, and it placed in the top 10. It's the top shoot-'em-up, and it's now just weeks away from release on the Xbox 360. The brothers say there are a lot of reasons why now is the perfect time to recreate some of the magic that inspired them as kids.
We've always had the desire to do these old-school arcade games, and this is kind of... Retro is in again, so it's kind of neat that everybody wants to play these old-school games. And I don't know if it's the people that were kids back then now have the money to buy these things, and they want to revisit that. But if they revisit the actual old games, they weren't as great as what you actually remember. So what we want to do is make the games that we wanted to make back when we were kids, that we wanted to play and make when we were kids.
There are 30 million people using Xboxes all over the world. That means this game could make the Doucettes rich if it catches on. Duality ZF will sell for somewhere between $2 and $5, and the brothers say they'll be happy if they break even. This is a first step. They hope to make more games based on the childhood code they've polished and perfected over the years.
It's almost to the core of what we want to bring back with this game and every other game we're going to make, is that arcade style. It's about the skill of the player. See, and that's why it's more fun with two players, because you're taking on it's you and your buddy's skill together, added up. How good can you get? And there's something amazing about that.
Jason and Matthew say they'd like to give this game away for free, but now they're in business.
I don't know anything about marketing. With the price of the game, it's stuff that we really had to kind of research, because as a gamer, what you want. And we are gamers, so to decide on our marketing strategies and prices and stuff like that, as a gamer, you can probably guarantee you're going to make the wrong moves. Because what gamers want is everything for nothing, and that's exactly how to go out of business.
These days, the brothers sit in front of dual computer monitors, pecking away obsessively at their final computer code. What started with thousands of hours wasted on Mario and Pac-Man now doesn't seem like a waste of time at all. More like the first level in a game that's still being built. In Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, I'm Ryan Pierce.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Yeah, he knows about which he speaks,
I guess
too.
He does.
He does, in fact.